AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you so much for joining me today in session 729 of AskPat. Thank you so much. And as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Ryan. But before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd.com. which helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphics, logos, web designs, anything you could think of that you need designed from designers all around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from over 100 different countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects that you might have. So check out designcrowd.com to learn more. And actually, if you go to designcrowd.com/askpat, you can get a special VIP offer there just for you guys. So go to designcrowd.com/askpat and check it out from there. All right, thanks so much. And here's today's question from Ryan.
Hi, Pat. It's Ryan MacArthur. I run a small Toronto-based art studio called Design Different. I design and sell posters and prints online. I really love what I do and have been very successful over the past few years, thanks to you and your online marketing tips. My question is this. I have a few different series of prints and posters that I sell online, and they all have different niches. For example, I have some prints based off of motivational quotes, and others that are what I call zombie safe zone maps, where you can find your nearest safe zone in case of an apocalypse. Currently, I'm selling them under my root name, designdifferent.ca. Should I separate these niche series into their own sites, or just subdomain them? Any help you would have, that would be great. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for your question. I appreciate this. I'm going to give a shout out to your URL here in case anybody wanted to visit it because it's awesome. Designdifferent.ca. So I think you're over in Canada, designdifferent.ca. And I know it's been a while since you've asked this question, so I apologize I didn't get to this sooner. You know, I get dozens of questions every day and I kind of go back and, you know, there's a whole spreadsheet with the thousands in there. And I went back and I saw this question. I went to your website. I was like, this is awesome. I love the zombie safe zone maps. Those are really cool. And so anyway, just it seems like you have a lot more here too. You have hand-lettered prints. You have illustrated quote prints, like you mentioned. I love the Einstein one with a little, there's like a bicycle spoke and wheel. It says, life is like riding a bicycle. In order to succeed, you must keep moving. And all that kind of stuff. This is really cool. I love what you've done here. And for you specifically, because a lot of this is in kind of its own style, it has its own kind of culture on this website, I would keep it all under one umbrella. I think this is all very unique, and I think somebody who purchases one would be likely to potentially purchase another. So you don't want to separate them out. There are cases, however, where people in some in the design space, some other spaces, they sell products, and the products are completely different. And yes, they are essentially doing the same thing, but they are for different audiences. And I think people who are coming onto this site, you know, I could easily see them buying more than one thing. And I hope that through the buying process, I could potentially get bundles, or I can get, you know, one or two for one kind of thing, or you know, maybe there's special promotions going on for certain posters at different times of the year. I would hopefully, you know, with this kind of stuff, I can see a lot of advantages taking advantage of the seasons and the holidays and anything that's coming up. And I know you're in Canada, but you know, U.S. holidays, there's a lot of posters and things that could be done to serve audiences who are into these holidays, especially these other holidays that are happening now, like Cupcake Day and National Donut Day and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just brainstorming here and thinking out loud. But for you and how you have it all set up, I think it's great. I think you're doing it the right way. I'm looking at your shop, and I could see that you've been featured on many other websites, like GQ and BuzzFeed and The Chive, Huffington Post. It's awesome. I love the work. I think it's very unique, and it should definitely all stick together. I'm actually curious in terms of the e-commerce side of things, how you are managing all this, because it seems to be being sold in all different places. I think there was an image here that was showing where all these things are featured. Let's see, where did that go? Barnes & Noble, Waterstones, Book Depository, Indigo, Indiebound, Powell's, Books A Million. That's Artfully Spoken. That's your book. Oh, cool. When did this come out? Let me see when this came out. Artfully Spoken on Amazon.com. 8 reviews and let's see, 4 or 5-star reviews. That's amazing. That's great. This came out, March of this year. So great. Awesome. So it looks like you're doing the right thing. And I think a book actually is a great strategy here because it's going to put some of your illustrations together with these quotations that you have, which is what it looks like this book exactly has. And it's going to be a great way for you to bring leads in to get more into your stuff. I also see some film and TV prints here too. There's possibly some ways that you could reach out to other influencers and people in the movie space, the movie review space. This stuff is so unique that you have to offer that it might be kind of cool to give some away to some more influential people to get even more exposure on said websites. So I love this Predator one here, or the Terminator one. That's really cool. Anyway, any Back to the Future stuff? Let me look through this. Star Wars. I see Star Wars. I see zombies. You like your zombies. No Back to the Future stuff. Jaws. The Jaws one's really cool. No Back to the Future stuff. You know, I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm proud of you. This is good stuff. Keep up the good work. Keep everything under your own brand because it is you. It's your art. It is all kind of tied together, and I can definitely see people, I could see you cross-promoting a lot of these things together. So if that's something that, if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, would it make sense for me to cross-promote these items together? If yes, then you want to keep everything under one umbrella. If not, then you want to separate them out. That would be a good litmus test. So thank you so much, Ryan. I appreciate it. And best of luck to you. Keep up the great work. For those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just like Ryan, all you have to do is go to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And guess what? Ryan gets a free Ask Pat t-shirt, which thanks to the sponsors, we have enough money for to just give them away for free and all that good stuff. So great job, Ryan. And we'll send that to you as soon as we can. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by the philosopher Aristotle. He said, "Those who know, do. Those that understand, teach." Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now.